Hello everyone, today is March 13th, happy Saturday. I wanted to address the issue of testing in these quote-unquote vaccines. Now, you are constantly told, don't worry, they're safely tested, they're thoroughly tested. We take all regulations before we put them on the market. Problem is, what you're hearing from the government, and it's the same, it's similar, not just in the Canadian government. All of this is a complete lie. And I will go through the details and provide the links. And by the way, if you haven't subscribed to the website, canucklaw.ca, please do it. It's free. You just get email notifications whenever new content comes out. Anyhow, first I would like to turn your attention to the Canada Food and Drug Act, specifically Section 30.1, Interim Orders. Now, it says the minister, but that's referring to the health minister. The minister may make an interim order that contains any provision that may be contained in a regulation made under this act if the minister believes that immediate action is required to deal with a significant risk, direct or indirect, to health, safety, or the environment. Now, that order stops having an effect. And it gives a list of conditions. The earliest of 14 days after, unless it's approved by the governor and council, which I believe it has been. The day on it which is repealed, the day on which a regulation, some other regulation comes into force, or 1 year after the interim order is made. Now, theoretically, this order, which I'll link that as well, signed by Patty Hajdu, expires in January 2021. However, there's nothing to prevent her from simply signing another interim order. So in short, the section of the Food and Drug Act allows the health minister to authorize on a temporary basis products that haven't been properly tested. And on September 16th, 2020, Hajdu did exactly that. She signed an interim order respecting the importation, sale, and advertising of drugs for use in relation to COVID-19. Now, it's worth pointing out that there are a few already approved. Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca. Thing is, the government of Canada doesn't actually do the testing. Instead, officials in the health ministry simply review documentation that's been provided by the drug manufacturers. That's right. They don't test themselves. They just check the paperwork and assume that it's true. Now, and it's also worth pointing out that these trials aren't finished. They're expected to last 2 or 3 years. Well, guess what? If they're developed over the summer and they've had testing for a few months and then get approved, the trials aren't complete. And if you go through the product monographs, which are publicly available, they will tell you, we haven't studied geriatric, like seniors. We haven't tested this on children. We don't know, you know, the consequences on your reproductive health, like will you be infertile? What's effect in nursing mothers? Well, we didn't test for that. What about carcinogenicity? Well, we didn't test for that. Toxicity, like is it poisonous? We didn't test for that. And of course, these, even though it's not publicly advertised, these manufacturers are exempt from liability. So if it screws you up, screws up your parents, your children, your grandchildren, guess what? You can't take AstraZeneca to court, or Pfizer, or Moderna. So our government officials are telling us, oh, don't worry, we do rigorous safety testing. But they sign a temporary order, knowing that it's not fully tested, knowing the trials aren't done, and then exempt the manufacturers. And for a reference, I would point out that it works similarly in the United States. Like, the FDA can approve a drug, and they can also give emergency authorization, which is not the same thing. So, if you believe or suspect that these actually might be serious, rigorous testing, please dig a little deeper, and I will put the links for everyone to see. Please do your homework. Anyhow, that's all I have for you in this one. If you enjoy it, please consider subscribing to my work. Thank you.